GM says after October 2010, it won't renew sales and service agreements with 1,100 of its licensed dealers. Chris Snyder, general counsel for the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Association, says he just held a meeting with about 50 people from local GM dealerships, and many are upset.
The business has been in their family for generations, and their dealership has been part of their communities. They're just being told that they're not wanted anymore by the manufacturer. They didn't get any bailout money or anything to keep going, but there's time. There's about 16 months here. So they were curious to see what legal options they had, and they think a lot of them are going to go back and seriously consider it.
Snyder says dealers can request a hearing with the State Division of Hearings and Appeals to see if GM can prove its decision was made in good faith and based on sound business reasoning. That's what Nelson Pat Syme plans to do. He owns Tom Chevrolet in the small northern city of Cornell.
The smaller dealerships, you know, they've been the core of the country for years, and if they pull them away, you're not going to have that good home buying where you deal with the boss and the owner most of the time. And we have to live up here on repeat business instead of, like, a big dealer doesn't have to because they get so much volume. So the service, consequently, is lots more personal in a smaller dealership.
GM hasn't publicly announced which dealers are getting axed, leaving it up to affected businesses to reveal whether they're on the list. Meanwhile, Snyder warns that legal options may be moot if GM files for bankruptcy. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.